Good morning. It's 10:10 a.m. on Thursday, January the 21st, 2021. Hello. Yeah, long time no see. How's it been? Three nights in a row, I got at least 7 hours sleep. That's the first time in a very long time that I have managed to collect enough sleep in a regular enough pattern that left me feeling like I just don't want to curl up in a ball and go back to bed. Which is where I've been for the last, I don't know how many days it's been. A while. So, yeah, second block. First block, sleep. Second block, walk. I don't have complete control of my diet yet, but it's calming. It's not a deal breaker. It's not a, oh my God, I have to do this or I'm going to die. Which is ironic because I really do need to get my diet under control, or I am going to die. Diabetes is nothing to mess around with, and I'm eating way too many carbs. However, be that as it may. Hi. So, yeah, I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm making merry like Christmas. I actually feel pretty good today. I still have a few subscriptions that I need to get canceled, but I'm getting there. So, yeah, I'm still spending too much time in Factorio, but I'm at the point in the game now where it's like, okay, I haven't tried this before. How does this work? If you're not familiar with Factorio, the win condition is you launch a rocket into space. The setup is that you crash landed on this planet, and now you've got to build a rocket so that you can leave. I don't know that you can actually leave, but that's the idea. So once you've launched a rocket, you win. In this playthrough, I specifically targeted a couple of achievements that a lot of people don't get. So one of the achievements was "So Long and Thanks for All the Fish," where you have to launch something into orbit. And another one was not using the logistics system to supply goods all over the map. And another one was no hand crafting. So I managed to launch something on the rocket, and I did it without using logistics or handcrafting anything. And then I found myself with my nose running off my face. And then I found myself in the post-win state, where all of the other things that I had not been able to use were suddenly available to me. And the question is, what do I want to do? Which is a really interesting place to be when you're playing a game and you don't have a game-oriented goal. You don't have an endpoint being driven by the gameplay. You have a gameplay being driven by goals. So I want to improve my mining throughput. So I want my miners and oil wells to produce more individually. And so I can research that and make it better. But to do that, I have to launch more rockets. And so to launch more rockets, I need more material. And more material means I have to go find it. I have to get it produced in a way that the rocket can use it. And then I have to get it onto the rocket and launch it. So the other thing is, I haven't used trains. Trains are a feature. You can have a train, and the train can run on automatic. So point A to point B, load up at point B, go back to point A, unload, rinse, repeat. And so playing with trains, I love playing with trains. And so I'm making model railroads in the game. This is fun for me. This is a good time. And having to deal with the enemies that if you create enough pollution, they will come and chew up your facility. So going around periodically and wiping all the enemies out within, you know, certain perimeter around the pollution cloud and keeping the pollution cloud down. So there are technologies you can use, like I switched over to solar power very, very early. One of the realities of solar power is that you need to get your oil well running so that you can get batteries, so you can make an accumulator so that you can store the solar power to get you through the night. And balancing the accumulators against the solar panels, against the nighttime demand, is pretty challenging. It's pretty interesting. And my goal is to, and I've succeeded in this goal. I don't generate power any other way. I only generate power with solar. So I have things like my oil field that is powered strictly by solar. So you go, you look at the power, you look at the pump jacks pumping the crude oil, and they're all being driven by a solar panel. I don't have a line running out there. It's just the solar panels locally providing the power. And the interesting thing, early in the game, the interesting thing is that you don't need to have accumulators because the distribution system itself acts as accumulator. So if you power the pump jacks just during the day, they pump oil into the system. And then for a brief period in the night, they don't have enough power to pump, but there's oil in the system. So when the sun comes back up again, they start pumping again, and that daytime is like three times longer than the nighttime. So they're pumping three times more, three quarters of the time, and not pumping only one quarter of the time. So there's oil in the system, and the processing can operate on that oil, and that oil gets you going. And once the oil gets going, then you can make batteries, then you can make accumulators, then you can do the things that allow, for example, the pump jacks to pump all night. But in the meantime, you've got stuff moving. So finding these little tricks in the system has been fun. It's just been engaging. But, and here's the punchline. It's also at the point now where it's like, okay, I need to figure out what I'm going to do next. So what am I going to do while I'm trying to figure it out? And the answer is, why don't I go write something? Which is great, because that's what I need to be doing, is writing something. I've written a few hundred words this month, nowhere near where I need to be. But coming up, I want to get ready. Stay with me, Monk Post. Am I talking fast? I feel like I'm talking fast. But here's the thing, I feel like I really want to write. I got back into, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I got back into the semester in space, which is, it's not going to be semester in space when I publish it. It's going to be something different. But I like the story. I went back through it and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to throw this out. And no. I'm 50,000 words into this book and I like this book. I like the way this book is going. I like the setup of this book. This is book one of what's going to be an extended series and I like it for that. So yeah. We're going to go this way. And all I have to do is sit down and actually do some writing. Some other things that I've been doing is a couple years ago I changed my email list service from MailChimp to ConvertKit. Now I did this right after the time I was down in Austin for the Smarter Artist Summit, and at that point in time I had about 6,000 people on my email list in MailChimp. About 2,000 of them were active and 4,000 of them were sort of sitting in a database someplace. And they never really got used. So I went to ConvertKit and I have to pay for it now. But it's worth it because I pay for the number of people in my list. I don't pay for the number of times I send to them. Which is why I can do things like send out a monthly newsletter. In fact, I really need to send out a monthly newsletter because that means I'm getting value out of the money that I'm spending. Because they're going to charge me for the month if I spend, even if I don't send anything. That they're going to charge me the same thing if I send something every week. And so it works out. But the monthly newsletter is a great sort of accountability tool for me. Because it means I'm paying attention to, okay, what am I going to have to fess up to on the 15th of the month? It's like the blog post at the beginning of the month. What am I going to have to fess up to at the beginning of the month? I haven't done anything this month. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Not to put too fine a point on it, that's embarrassing. I don't... It's like going for the walk. I think part of the reason that I've been sort of like, I don't go for the walk today because I don't want to tell people I haven't done anything. That's the recyclables truck. Today is recycle day. So it's a big garbage truck. Maybe it's not a recycle truck. Maybe it's just a garbage truck. Anyway, I'm sorry. My nose is running off my face. It's chilly. It's overcast. It's gray. So, you know, part of it is, you know, I don't want to come for the walk and whine that I haven't done anything, feel like crap. I don't want to do anything. All I want to do is play this silly game. But this silly game is serving a really important purpose it falls under the category of filling the well. So, backing up to the solo clip from Marva Collins, which is Semester in Space. I like it. I like the story. I like the way it's going. I like the way it is. And because I like it, because I want to see how it's going to work, because I want to see what the end looks like, I'm really anxious to get myself back into the 2K a day. Which is where I started this and then took a turn over to the email list. Oh yes, ConvertKit. For the last 3 weeks, I've been playing with the people over at ConvertKit. They have a challenge going on for grow your list and creating a landing page. Now, I've always been dissatisfied with the way my sign-up sheet works on NathanLowell.com. It's there, the course correction sign up was there, but it was also, it looked sort of like it was always tacked on. And no, I don't want it tacked on. I don't want it on every page. I don't want the sidebar to show the wide form being chopped off at the margin. That's a hard no. So I've changed it. I've got a landing page that's actually hosted on ConvertKit. And it's kind of a cheesy looking thing with bright colors and a picture. And I fought the advice to give away something as a reader magnet. No, and I have a reason for that. I actually do give away a reader magnet. If you've signed up for my newsletter, you know that you get if I remember correctly, you get Wingman. It's PDF. It's a sucky format. It's a stupid format. Morning. But it's PDF, a short story, Wingman, which is basically some backstory that explains why Stacey Arione and what's his face have some history, some backstory before she joins the crew. So it's a little, here's a little backstory. Whet your appetite. So I've been playing with that, and it's like, most of the advice that they're giving people is not bad advice, but it's geared for how do we do this if we're selling a service? How do we do this if we're selling nonfiction? How do we do this? Because we're looking at basically business-to-business products being sold on the web. And most of this advice is, I'm not going to say it's useless. It's not exactly useless. But some of it is dangerous. Some of it is like, remind people that you have a newsletter every day by posting on your social media regularly. No. Jesus, no. I know that's common wisdom. It's also not helpful. Because yes is conditional, but no is forever. And look, here I am, I'm already at the back gate. Okay. So, wow. I'm out of breath and it's under 19 minutes. Holy crap. Anyway, I am back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.